Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Duncan Tout is a carpenter. He has managed to give up his job to become his dog's social media manager. Yes, you've heard that right. Duncan is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Duncan, how did you manage to turn your dog into a money-making machine?
As you can imagine, it was never actually planned.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, so it just started out where I wanted to have sort of memories of my dog that I wasn't just spamming my own Instagram page and making everyone fed up of seeing my dog all the time. So I made him his own page and I started posting there and all the adventures. People just loved it.
So I've spotted your account on social media. He's TJ, is that right? He's a French bulldog.
Yes, yeah, he's a 5-year-old French bulldog.
Yeah. So how did it start originally in terms of the financial aspect of all of this?
Yeah, so after a while, brands just started sending us dog toys and things like that, just like menial little things. And we're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. And then we started getting bigger brands sort of messaging us and they'd be like, right, we'll pay you to do a video. And then we got a few sort of dog-friendly stays and they said, will you come and stay at our place and do a video? And it just grew from there, really. We stayed at some really amazing places. We stayed at an amazing hotel in London and TJ had his own butler. It was crazy.
Stop.
All the staff in the hotel knew him. Yeah. And then last year we took him on a ferry over to France and we took him to Paris, which was pretty amazing.
So, I mean, you're an influencer or a content creator then, really, is it, with around the life and travels of your dog, TJ?
I guess like the dog breaks down the barrier as well of people just like dogs more than people sometimes. So it's sort of funny, but you can also show off your sort of day-to-day things you can do, all the things you can do with a dog as well. And we've also just got a little puppy, so everybody's loving sort of the interactions of the two of them. We got her 2 weeks ago and everyone's been loving seeing how they interact together.
Why do you think the account became so popular with followers?
I don't know. I mean, he's like a very expressive dog. So you see him, he'll do a grumpy face. He does like a very silly, excited face. He's like a little clown, really. But he loves things like swimming. We've taught him to skateboard. I've got a rucksack, so I take him on my back and we go on bike rides. For example, when I go on a bike ride, just everyone's laughing, even just seeing him on my back riding around with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, the videos are kind of mad now. I'm not going to lie. They're funny. You
know? Yes.
I got a good giggle all right looking at some of them today. But I mean, they're obviously brands, all jokes aside, I mean, brands and companies obviously feel that from a marketing perspective, this is worth spending money on, that it resonates with people.
Yeah, definitely. I think as well, so to start with, it was just dog brands we worked with. Now it's much more than that. So we recently did a brand deal with DFS to show off something about they were going to give away some sofas for a Christmas thing and it would come wrapped up like a Christmas present. So they sent TJ a dog sofa wrapped like a Christmas present just to show how it would be.
Yeah.
And people just love that. But it's, again, I think it's just a dog breaks down those barriers that if a person got sent a sofa, people wouldn't really care. But where a dog got sent a sofa, it makes it kind of funny, but also gets the message across as well.
Yeah.
So I think it is just breaking down those barriers. People just love dogs.
So business is obviously good. You've managed to quit your job as a full-time carpenter to now basically run TJ's social media account.
Yeah, so that was last January. So I was sort of commuting to London every morning, getting up at like 5:30 in the morning. I'd be knackered all day. I'd get home. I'd then have to go to rugby training because I'd play semi-professional rugby. And then I was trying to squeeze in just making dog content around that and I was just exhausted. And it got to the point where I thought, hang on a minute, I'm making more off doing the dog stuff than I am from going to work and I'm spending less hours doing the dog stuff. So it just got to the point where it didn't make sense to
keep going with the trade.
But then I just went for it and I thought, well, my partner was very supportive, Molly. And she was like, look, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Just give it a go.
You're a year on
now.
You're
gonna put more time into it.
It's obviously doing well.
Yeah. And we moved house last year and we also got married. So
it wasn't, congratulations.
It wasn't the easiest of years to do it. But yeah, it's worked out well. And things just seem to be going from strength to strength, really.
Yeah. I mean, TJ's obviously become relatively famous then, or pretty famous, I'm sure, if people recognize him so much.
Definitely. And we go to quite a few dog events as well. We kind of get swamped by people sometimes as well. But it's just so funny, people recognizing him. We went to a thing called Frenchie Fest last year, which was like a dog festival just for French bulldogs. And it was so funny. It's just so many people recognize him or coming up to him, and obviously he's just there and has absolutely no idea that he's famous.
it's hilarious. How did your family and friends react when you told them you were going to quit the day job?
They kind of just didn't really believe it. I still don't think my dad believes it. Every time I speak to him, he's like, so you don't work, you just do dog stuff. I'm like, yeah, that is what I do. And he just finds it absolutely amazing. He says, oh, I've got a dog, can I get all this stuff for free? Can I go on these nice trips and hotels and stuff?
You're like, yeah, absolutely. But, if you want to spend your time doing this, I suppose that's the beauty of it. Anybody could do it. But obviously you're doing something right. Duncan, thanks a million for joining us here on the program today. Really appreciate your time. Duncan Tout and his TJ, French Bulldog. The email, if you want to join us about that or anything we've been chatting about in the show, is Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.